You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
It's Tuesday, May 24th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. Why is it so hard to get a restaurant reservation right now? It's great for restaurants trying to make their comeback from the pandemic, but tough for customers as you need to plan a little better or have a bit of luck. Everyone is trying to get back out, and there could be fewer options because of pandemic closures. Lane Florsheim, style reporter at the New York Times, joins us with some tips for nailing down that reservation.
Thanks for joining us, Lane.
Thanks so much for having me.
Wanted to talk about an interesting thing that's going on with restaurants right now. Why is it so hard to get a reservation? Coming off of the pandemic, and we know all the stories that happened with the restaurant industry, from closures, you know, having to adapt with the indoor dining bans, then, you know, this mass attrition of workers, you know, and then trying to rebuild those workforces. It's been a really crazy roller coaster for restaurants. So in a sense, this is a very good thing that it's hard to get into some of these hot spots again. For the consumer, maybe not so much, right? You want to get in there and you want to have some fun, and it might be a little more difficult. But Lane, tell us what we're seeing with the difficulty in getting some reservations right now.
Sure. Well, you know, it's funny, when I started working on this article, the hypothesis that I had was just, it was pretty simple, just that, you know, everyone is so excited to be out and about again, coming out of the pandemic, excited to be back at, you know, their favorite restaurants. And while I think that that's definitely true, some of the people who I interviewed just put it really well for me. One person, John Nidich, who owns the New York City piano bar, The Nines, talked about how, you know, during indoor dining bans, you can go out and you can have a meal on the street, but it doesn't really compare to the magic of being inside a restaurant, like this special space, like sometimes, you know, romantic. And then Jamie Petrikoff, who is an investor in the LA restaurant Genghis Cohen, brought up the good point that I didn't think of, which is that, you know, we're just living in this time where almost everyone is a foodie. People really care about the restaurants you eat at, and they want to be in at the hottest place. And, you know, we have great resources like Eater and the Infatuation and food influencers. And so that's something I wasn't really thinking about when I started on the article, but that made a lot of sense to me.
Totally. I mean, that was something that was going on before the pandemic. The food scene had been hotter than ever, right? And it was a lot of that stuff, you know, great restaurants, the farm to table thing. Everybody was interested in what they were eating, the restaurateurs and the chefs. And it was big. And the pandemic shut everything down, and in a really bad way for the restaurants and the workers there and the chefs. So it's great to see this resurgence now. And you mentioned that point about indoor dining. A lot of these places increased their capacity during the pandemic. They added outdoor patios. And right now that they're opening back up fully inside and outside, they're still getting reservations at maximum capacity. They're, you know, more people than ever trying to go there. And, you know, we look at some stats from places like Resy, these online reservation platforms, and they're just saying that, you know, 2 weeks out, things are being booked up in a matter of minutes.
That's a really good point that you made about how many restaurants have added capacity. They now have outdoor dining areas, but they're still booked to capacity, which is, you know, all around really exciting. And like you also said, right before the pandemic was such a great time for restaurants and to be, you know, out and about, and everyone wanted to be dining, but the Resi data does show that the average number of notifies, you know, that waitlist function they have, has increased by 50% on average in New York City, like since 2019, and that, you know, they keep seeing their March was their most historically busy month, and then April 2022 was their most historically busy month, and, you know, July 2021 had been the previous, but it's like dining out is, you know, more popular than it was, it seems, even before the pandemic.
Yeah, you know, and some restaurateurs say that all that is true. There might be some fewer restaurants out there because of pandemic closures. So that could be another thing. But let's get into some tips, though, for people that are trying to, and, you know, this is, these tips are good anywhere. You know, I know some of the restaurants you mentioned were New York and Los Angeles and all, but really this is applies across the board. Some good tips on how to get nail that reservation. First thing among them, find out when the restaurants are posting their reservations on these platforms, because when you know they come out, you can go there immediately to start booking.
Right. I talked to a couple of people who even set alerts on their own calendars so they not only know it, but they don't forget it and they can log on right away. I also think that, you know, just calling the restaurant can help. And I've experienced that in my own life. Like one night, my friends and I kind of last minute wanted to go to a popular restaurant and they, of course, didn't have anything available on their online reservation system. I thought, oh, I'll just give them a call. And, you know, they squeezed us in at 8. So I think sometimes when you connect with a human, they can sort of finagle things in a way that you can't always online.
Totally. You know, in the article you noted too, right? You look online for some places, well, you're going to be looking at 10:30 at night or nothing on a Friday or Saturday. But yeah, calling in, you might have that chance. Hey, somebody just canceled. I have it before here. And the people at the restaurant are looking at different data than the online reservation places are holding. So you can luck out. And another one, just this one's tough, right? Because you can get frustrated. But the classic walk in and try for a seat at the bar. It can come in handy all over the place. I was in Vegas not too long ago. Everywhere was booked. And we'd walk in and say, hey, what about bar? They said, open seating right there. And then, boom, you got a spot now. So you got to be nimble on your feet and expect for some of the worst, but you can luck out too.
Totally. And I've had that thought in mind for a while because I have a good friend who, you know, Contramar is one of the most popular restaurants in Mexico City, and it's hard to get a reservation, but she and her partner just go and always get in at the bar seats, which never, ever would have occurred to me. But it is such a good hack. I think really the most important, or like the one that I kept hearing over and over again, was to, you know, become a regular or create personal relationships. Yeah. I mean, there were some anecdotes that didn't make it into the story. Like this one woman I interviewed always gets to know the sommelier and gets their business card and their information after they help her out with wine. And then she reaches out to them. And then a few other restaurant owners said that a good thing to do is to go and make a reservation while you're already there, which might seem counterintuitive to, you know, make one for 3 or 4 weeks away when you're already at the restaurant. But if you're having a great experience and you think like, oh, I want to bring my mom here, or, you know, whatever it is, you can just like, you know, go walk over to the hosts and see when they might be able to fit you in next.
And what do restaurants want more? Return customers. So that's a really smart one there. So it's just a good story. I mean, it's tough on the consumer that it's hard to get into some of these places, but it's a good rebound story for these restaurants after what happened throughout the pandemic. Lane Florsheim, style reporter at the Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.